In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
All our bets for tonight coming up 20 minutes from now. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I have 7 bets for tonight in the NBA and college basketball.
Ooh.
I'm excited to get my card. Femi's excited. You have a big card too, right? You said before the show.
I have 8 across basketball and a few in the hockey. So yeah, we're active.
Let's go.
Baby.
Let's go. Yeah, just not. Spraying the entire bankroll on a Tuesday night, but you know, we'll toss it around a little bit. We'll have some fun. Gamble responsibly, obviously. Mm-hmm. All our bets are coming up at the end of the show. But joining us right now, talking week 11 in the NFL, time flies when you're having fun. We'll get to some NBA as well, I am sure, is the well-coiffed and the very handsome and the very sharp Drew Dinsick, better known to you and yours as the Whale Capper on Twitter at @whale_capper. Hello, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing tremendously well. It's great to be on with you guys. Excited to talk a little NBA. Excited to talk a little bit week 11. A lot going on in the world of sports that I'm fired up about right now.
Let's start with the NFL as per usual. And the question that we always start with, what is your best bet, Drew, for this week in the National Football League and why?
Well, catch me by surprise here. I didn't see this one coming. give me the Panthers. 3.5, I think, is a nice one. Obviously, you get the travel advantage. Very rarely do you have a road team with a meaningful travel advantage. Panthers do. Falcons electing not to have their bye on the way back from Berlin. Good luck to them. And just in general, the fact that you're getting the hook on top of the 3, I think is pretty nice. The margin between these two teams is nil. Panthers had a bad performance off of a bad week of practice somehow. And I think ultimately I like sort of the leaders of the locker room sort of taking and, you know, owning it, so to speak, the week 10 performance. And I think you're going to get something a little sharper here. Falcons also dealing with, you know, injuries to the offensive line, interior offensive line, which does not match up well against Derek Brown. Injuries to the secondary all of a sudden, which was the strength of that defense. So, I think if the Panthers can put together, again, a good week of practice, I think they take on the Falcons and stay inside the 3.5. So Carolina +3.5, -113 in the books.
That was and Drew is alluding to a bunch of the Panthers players saying after the loss on Sunday to the Saints that they knew on Thursday and Friday that their practices were not good enough to compete on Sunday. Where it's like, guys, like, okay, like you beat the Packers, can you? We need Eric Eager to kick some ass in that Carolina locker room. That's what this is going to be.
Yes.
Drew, do you have another bet that you like coming up for Week 11 in the NFL? And just so you know, if you don't mention Rams, Seahawks, or Eagles, Lions, we will ask you about those games.
I'd love to talk about those games because those are your 4 best teams, and then there's a gap in the NFC. And the fact that they're both playing each other this
weekend. Tell us what you think.
Awesome.
Rams 2.5, Rams 3, Eagles 2.5.
I thought my fares say that Seahawks Rams should be closer to a pick, and I thought it was going to come in, and I was actually going to get involved with the Rams if it got to like a pick 'em, because it just in general it feels like the margin between these two teams is virtually nothing. perfect matchup for Rams if they elect to go with their tight end sets and really kind of put some pressure on the linebacker and coverage units for the Seahawks. And in general, gosh, man, such a good game. This is the good, best game of the year so far. Seahawks, Mike McDonald having, you know, the kind of the recipe to, you know, to stick it to McVay, even, you know, that to a degree, I feel like a lot of what he was doing with the misdirection and the simulated pressures, what the Rams have now evolved into, I think will solve that. And so I'm leaning Rams here ultimately, but the market is ahead of me. I'm not going to lay three if for whatever reason there is enough support here for the Seahawks into the close and it comes off the three and it's back into the 2.5-2 range. I'll bet the Rams, but right now I'm just going to be watching every snap of that as a fan because this is a pretty close call.
What about Eagles Lions?
Eagles Lions is kind of the same boat. My numbers said Lions on the open, and I waited long enough to see a somewhat influential money come in on Philly, and so it's kind of caught me by surprise. And the same thing happened last week. I wanted Packers, influential money came in on the Philly, and I was like, I guess maybe there's something here. I don't know. I'm just going to let the Eagles players have their day. But I'm still not really seeing the Eagles at the same class as the other three teams in the four-pack, but they are home. It is going to be a night game at the Link. That is an extremely difficult place to go and play. And for what it's worth, the Detroit offensive line having the injuries and just, you know, there's enough weaknesses and enough cracks for Detroit that I definitely can see a path to victory here for Philly. So another stay away for me, even though that's a really, really good game. I think I honestly think the attention, you know, both of those games are going to kind of suck a lot of the air out of the room in the handicapping space. And you might actually find some of the values in the games that are a little bit less paid attention to. But similarly, I think, solid matchups. If you want to jump into one, I laid it with the Steelers. Right now the worst unit in football is the Cincinnati Bengals defense. They are playing at about an 18th percentile level. It is almost impressive how bad they are. And for most of what we've seen with Aaron Rodgers kind of coming back to earth after such a honeymoon start with the Steelers is that he's been playing real defenses that can generate pressure, that can move him off of his mark, that can, kind of remind him that he is in harm's way. Not seeing a lot of that here, potentially with this Bengals defense coming into the fold. And I think you're going to get a pretty balanced attack and Steelers stay ahead of the chains, stay on schedule. And ultimately, this number should be closer to 7, in my opinion. It is pretty fascinating, though. Like, I know that the Steelers lost last time these guys played each other and Flacco had, his best game of the season, but that game closed Steelers -5.5 in Cincy, and the Bengals are not better. The Steelers are who we thought they were. And now here they are at home at 5.5 again. And it just feels like this is a little bit of a market overreaction. That's not really taking the poor quality of the Bengals defense seriously enough.
Well, Drew, you talked about the NFC game, Seahawks, Rams, Lions, Eagles. Well, what about the AFC game? This will be the national audience. Jim Nantz, Tony Romo in Denver for Chiefs at the Broncos. Kansas City coming off the bye. 4-point favorites, total 44.5. Is that justified, or is there maybe a little bit of value on Bo Nix and the Broncos?
I think this is a perfect number. It's inflated. It represents a sincere belief that the bye and Andy Reid are like peas and carrots, and he's going to come out of the this extra rest with a game plan that's just going to rip apart the Denver Broncos defense. And I'm actually ready to see it, because while I rate neutrally the Broncos as the best defense in the NFL, it is pretty clear that when they go up against the best of the best, there are cracks. There are ways you can take advantage of these guys. Pat Surtain's not going to be out there. And a lot of the secondary pieces, if you can get away from their safeties in the passing game, you can really hurt them. So I think this is actually a really nice matchup for the Chiefs offense to flex a little bit. I haven't played anything on this. It takes a little bit later in the week until I have limits up on team totals, if I ever get them. Chiefs team total looks like the bet on that one, where you're literally just trying to capitalize on the perception of the Denver Broncos defense, which is going to smother bad offenses and ultimately get truly tested by a Chiefs offense at full throttle.
How are you betting the Bucks and the Bills? I like Tampa. I took 5.5. We talked about it on the show yesterday. I just think Buffalo's in a really bad space right now. But Tampa offensively, they've also dropped off as well. What do you make of that game side and total in Buffalo?
Yeah, I was the buy low on Buffalo here. I hit that at 5 minus 114. It's bounced. It doesn't inconsequential. 5.5, you know, is pretty much a dead number. So I would still say 5.5 minus 110 would be my play if anything. And it's a little bit of a buy low on the Bills. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense, I think, got exposed last week against the Patriots. If you're not able to generate confusion and pressure, or you know, if you're not able to generate confusion and speed up and make force mistakes out of the quarterback, you know, all of a sudden you're secondary can be picked apart with Tampa Bay. And I think ultimately Josh Allen does that as well as any quarterback in the NFL, and he's going to have a field day here throwing against these guys. And I know Kincaid has turned out to matter a ton for this Buffalo Bills offense, and a lot of their other you know, wide receivers aren't getting a ton of separation. Khalil Shakir, probably the best of this group, and he's been underutilized for some reason so far this season. But James Cook matches up fairly nicely in that he can get away from Vita Vea and outside the tackles against this Buccaneers linebacking group. And Josh Allen, I do think, has his bounce back moment. Tampa Bay offense is reeling with the injuries, and I think we'll have a difficult time going score for score with Buffalo in this one. So probably my least favorite side that I bet so far this week, but I laid it with the Bills.
Do you have anything else that you like in the NFL, or do you want to talk some NBA?
Sure. I played over 47.5 in the Berlin game with the Commies and the Dolphins, two very, very suspect defenses, and like the matchups for both of those offenses, particularly the Commanders run offense and then the Dolphins pass offense. So that one looks like a really fun opener on Sunday. I played under 44.5 in the Green Bay Packers New York Giants game, expecting Russell Wilson to go for the Giants, hoping, wishing that it was not the case, but it probably will be Russell Wilson and not Jameis Winston. But Green Bay Packers defense, I think, sets up nicely against that Giants offense. And I'm a little bit concerned that the Packers offense is going to continue to look very beatable, considering that they lose their center to the broken leg, and you know, Jordan Love under pressure has not looked good so far this year. So until Tucker Kraft comes back, Green Bay is kind of an auto click on the under for me. I played under 44 there. I sold down to an even plus 100.
You bet here on this Tuesday. But you had construction going on outside your place for like a long time now, right?
That was just a trash truck going down the alley. Sorry.
Oh, all right. That's a big ass dump truck, man.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Give us an NBA betting thought that you've got.
My two horses right now in the futures pool are the Bucks and the Lakers. starting to get a little nervous about the Bucks just because Giannis has been so good and so healthy, and now he's questionable so regularly. It's a little concerning, but the Lakers, I think, are still undersold by the market a bit, which is a little surprising. You know, when we started the season in the NBA, the narrative was all like, well, the West is so good and the East is such garbage. And I actually think turns out that was wildly overstated as a narrative. There are that all the kind of the entire middle class of the West looks kind of old and terrible to me. And I think that a lot of the unexpected stories in the East are actually kind of long-term good teams. Like, I don't think the Bulls and the Heat are just going to evaporate and start stinking. Like, these teams are actually pretty competitive. It's same with Philly. Like, all of a sudden, like, that entire group of teams that was, you know, expected to be sort of in the mix for play-in, they can all play. There's good there's good scheme, there's good talent, and everybody is kind of finding, you know, unique ways to, you know, to get the best out of what they've got. And then in the West, yeah, like, turns out, oh, you thought the Mavericks were going to take a step this year? It's like, oh, you thought the Clippers was going to exceed the sum of the parts there? Oh no, they're actually going to be 30% of the sum of the parts. Moving on from Norman Powell, who is a legitimate two-way plus player, for Bradley Beal, who is the kind of easy object of attack on your defense, was a mistake. And then, you know, the Grizzlies, the Pelicans, like, these teams were expected to, they had upside, they were perceived as upside in the West, and all of a sudden they're very, very clearly, there is a bottom tier in the Western Conference that's a lot softer than I think people realized. So right now, Thunder, clear, you know, number one with the bullet in the West, but the gap between them and the Nuggets is still smaller than I think the market realizes. I would put the Rockets, the Lakers, and the Spurs next up. As far as power ratings in the West, Golden State Warriors, Timberwolves next. And then everybody else, I think, is lacking. So certainly kind of this idea that you had a big, bad Western Conference is starting to fade a little bit for me. And I think most of those Eastern Conference teams that we weren't expecting much from are actually super, super fun to watch. To end things here, Nick, your Knicks tonight, favorite bet on the board for me. I laid 8.5 with these guys. I think it's out to 9.5, 10. Mitchell Robinson is a monster. He's a monster, period.
Do we know he's playing for sure? He's questionable, right?
I think he goes. And I think that...
By the way, I just looked. He's out. I think that just came down.
Oh, brutal. He's such a good player.
Whatever it's worth.
Well, it's too late for me. I've already died as cast. So, you know, the market is actually, I could get out of it if I wanted. But no, I like a lot about what the Knicks are as far as their offensive identity. And the Grizz right now are lacking in terms of playable bodies.
You're the best, buddy. We appreciate it. At @whale_capper, NBC Sports, the Deep Dive Podcast with our buddy Andy Molitor. Andy, I saw a tweet that he made, Avgolemono soup recently, which is a great Greek soup that I grew up eating. That is, I got to tell you, he's the best. You're the best. We appreciate you, buddy. Good luck with the bet. Stay well. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, take care, guys. Best of luck.
The Whale Capper, Drew Dinsick, joining us on the show. That is a buzzkill about Mitchell Robinson. I still like the Knicks tonight.
Yeah. That game didn't make my card. I do like laying some big chalk, though, in one of the late games. We'll get to that in the next set.
Well, let's see if I can guess. Let's see. Well, how many? Femi's laying the Nuggets.
Correct.
Okay.
Spoiler alert.
The only late game where there's big chalk. All right. On the other side, it's all our bets for tonight in the world of sports.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport? Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.